You're listening to James Valentine on ABC Radio.
Let's meet some of our callers of the week. As always, we had a terrific time with so many great people calling in. We ran a kids' joke competition earlier in the week. The semi-annual school holidays kids' joke competition was run, and here's Charlie Walker with his winning joke.
What's the difference between a bus station surrounded by bread or a lobster getting breast implants?
Okay, I think we have to just, you know, go through this question just a little bit. What is the difference between a bus station surrounded by bread?
Yes.
And a lobster with breast implants?
That is right. The difference is one is a crusty bus station and the other is a busty crust station.
Right. Yes, it was very, very good work there from Charlie, our won the kids' joke competition. Here's a few others.
What happens to a frog's car when it breaks down?
What happens to a frog's car when it breaks down? Well, I don't know why it would be any different just because the frog's driving it, but what does happen to the car?
It gets towed away. Two horses were standing at a roadside. One said to the other, "Should we cross?" The other one said, "No way. Look what happened to the zebra."
Hi.
Hi, James.
Hi. What's your joke?
Why did the meatball yawn?
I don't know. Why did the meatball yawn?
Because it was past our bedtime.
It was past our bedtime? Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a very tired meatball then. Huh? Michael, what have you been doing today?
Nothing much at the moment. I've been outside a lot.
Really? And what have you been doing outside?
Just being with my chickens and jumping on my trampoline.
Okay. Do the chickens get on the trampoline at any point?
No.
No. That's good. So a few more of the kids' jokes, and always a fantastic session with when we do that. And, yeah, absolutely wonderful. These are our callers of the week. We had a very challenging call, really. I think it changed many of our lives and made us question ourselves and all we'd been doing. And this was from Jeffrey, who, I'd never thought of cutting a sandwich in the way Jeffrey cuts a sandwich.
They've all got it wrong. You don't go straight across. You don't go diagonally. You go halfway between. So it's not quite straight across, and it's not diagonal.
What?
Yeah. Imagine the knife sitting directly in half of a square sandwich. Tilt it slightly to the left, but don't go to the corner of the sandwich.
Yeah.
And cut it there.
So I don't go to the corner. I come down to, a centimetre away from the corner?
No, well, about 2 centimetres.
2 centimetres. So halfway 2 centimetres...
Halfway between the centre and the corner.
And then I do the same on the other side. So I've got... What have I got there?
Just once, and you've got 2 halves.
Yeah, but none of these are a triangle or a square shaped.
No, they're not. No, they're definitely not.
I'm going to say it's a trapezoid. Is that what that shape is?
That might be it. But because when you cut it in a triangle and you start at the pointy end bit, there's nothing there. So if you cut it halfway between straight in half and a triangle, you've got filling on the whole sandwich on both halves.
Jeffrey, if I'd known you were going to introduce a whole other radical shape, I might have just barred you from submitting. this was not on the agenda that we were going to bring in a trapezoid.
No. Well, you said which way do you cut your sandwich? You didn't stipulate straight or diagonal.
Well, I was suggesting it was between the triangle and the rectangle, and you've now brought in a whole other shape, which I've never seen. Have you ever been to a shop and they've cut it like this?
No. I just thought I was spannering the work.
And what do you think is the advantage of that shape, Jeffrey?
Well, the advantage is when you're picking up by the largest end and then you start at the smaller, skinnier end, but you haven't got the point at the end. You've got a thicker piece of sandwich.
A thicker piece. Jeffrey, it's radical. Radical suggestion. I've given this a lot of thought in the last day or two, and I don't get it. I don't quite understand why. What's wrong with the point on the sandwich? Why was that an issue? There seemed to be a view that there's a lot of support for this. And can I say, there was also several people saying it's trapezium, not trapezoid. I've kind of seen both since then, but I'll go with trapezium. The trapezium shape, I still don't get. A lot of people felt as though less filling fell out with that, but I don't see it, and I've certainly never seen it. Although a lot of people do it. Helen's just said, I cut sandwiches exactly as Jeffrey does. So pleased to discover I'm not alone. So it was terrific. It was a great thing to find out. We, as well as doing the sandwich rules, we had an earlier session on food rules and food legislation, food regimes in the house. A lot of people have particular food rules, and this is Mia, who has a very particular rule about the banana.
My children, I've trained them. Like, if I'm opening a banana for my children or for my husband or whatever, I always have to eat the tip. Even if I'm not hungry or anything, I always have to have it. Now, even if they're opening a banana in another room and I don't even know about it, they'll come in and they'll give me the tip of the banana because they know that I have to have it. Even if I don't want a banana at the time, I still have to. It's just so, like a rule. Like,
all
if
you
a banana
want
is being opened in a vicinity near me, I must have the tip of it.
So you only want the very top bit?
Yeah, I mean, I'll eat an entire banana if I feel like it, but I must have the tip of any banana that's being opened.
Oh, why do you near think? Me.
I'm not sure. I think it tastes better. It's sweeter.
Really? You think it tastes better?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's better than the rest of the banana. And I'll often, if I peel the whole thing, I'll start at the bottom and save the top bit.
The tip to last. Which end do you open the banana?
Well, I open it traditionally. I have tried to open it from the bottom because it's apparently a hack or something.
This is just squeeze the bottom bit, not the bit where the stalk is.
Yeah, no, I do. I've tried both. But I just do it the traditional way, generally.
Right. And so what you're calling the tip is the bit closest to the stalk.
Yes. That traditional sort of.
And so sometimes you'll peel the banana, take it out of the skin entirely, and eat from the bottom back towards the tip.
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is a dedication.
It feels good to actually tell somebody.
Very interesting, Mia. So it's not so much a rule, it's a preference, but now everyone knows that the rule is if you open a banana, go find Mum, she wants the tip.
Yeah.
Very, very funny. The rules of consumption in the house was a fascinating segment, as was our meeting with Milton, who'd got in touch with me and said, I am the first baby boomer in Australia. I'm born January 1, 1946. Baby boomers go from 1946 to 1964, so therefore I am the very first one. I was born, I have a certificate that says I was born, I think, 20 minutes after midnight in Brisbane, so I'm the first baby born on the east coast of Australia. Here's Milton making that claim. Now, when you say the first baby born in Australia, you mean on January 1, 1946, you're the first baby born?
22 seconds after 12, yeah.
22 seconds after midnight on January 1, 1946. Yeah. Where? What part of Australia?
In Queensland, and I think it was the Women's Hospital.
Okay, and so it was that you were the first in Australia, not just the first in Queensland.
No, the first in Australia.
First in Australia. Okay. And so that, and I said there were newspaper articles, you were famous there for a day or two.
I suppose. I'd be certainly famous in the hospital, maybe anybody that read the paper, because there was a photograph of four of us when I was the first. Four babies born on January the 1st, 1946.
Right. And there was controversy about Milton's claim, but we did later confirm it with official demographers, and so Milton remains, for us, the first boomer in Australia.
You're listening to James Valentine on ABC Radio.